It's the scoop.
Scoop.
It's the scoop.
Scoop.
It's the scoop.
Scoop.
Written in high school. Scoop on sports.
Titus O'Neil is a former NFL player, current WWE superstar, a husband, and a father. He overcame a lot growing up, including not knowing who his father was and his mother having him at the age of 12 years old. Titus became first-generation college graduate and awarded with the 2015 Mega's Dad's Father of the Year Award. During his WWE stay, Titus has been involved with countless charities for children. I recently had an opportunity to talk with Titus himself about his life inside and out the ring. This is Talking with Titus. I know that you played football in Florida. How important were athletics in your life growing up?
Athletics helped keep me out of trouble and it keep me off the streets. And so for me, it was very important coming from a single parent home and being, you know, pretty much in an impoverished environment. I had two choices, really: play sports and go to school and try to make something for yourself, or, you know, kind of run the streets, drink, smoke, and sell drugs and end up in the system, the justice system. So I definitely didn't want to live that life, and I was fortunate enough to go to a place called the Florida Sheriff's Boys Ranch that prevented me from living that life. And because of my time there and the people that were there, I was able to go from a failing student in a bad situation to being an honor student and a college graduate, a first-generation college graduate. So it was very important to me. Sports have always been the center point to me to kind of bring everything together.
Well, I know that you do a lot of charity in your career. How important it is to you that you work with the younger generation?
It's very important to me because a lot of people don't look at our youth as, you know, the leaders of tomorrow. They look at them as, you know, people that are making mistakes, and they don't look at them for what they are. They really are the future of our country and our world. And when everybody is telling them what they can't do, I want to be able to motivate them and prove to them what they can do. And that comes from me being in a situation where people told me what I would do, what I would not do, my entire young life up until I was 13, 14 years old. So I just try to, you know, get kids at an age in which they're still impressionable and that they can see the value in themselves as well as see the value in the people and the situations around them so that they can go out and be the most productive person that they are capable of being, not trying to be someone else. Don't try to imitate anyone else. Be yourself. Be who God called you to be, and everything else will work out for itself.
Okay. When coming up with the Titus brand, did you have complete control over it, or was it the creatives backstage?
Well, WWE gave me the Titus Worldwide, you know, platform. But as far as what goes on in Titus Worldwide, it's me being me, you know. I do know of people pretty much in every walk of life, you know, sports, entertainment, music, etc. So I'm just taking my relationships and bringing them on television and being a character on TV. So it's why it's working for me, because it's easy for me to be enough to go out and be myself.
Being on the road most of the year, do you have any struggles being at work most of the time and going home trying to be super dad?
No, I was super dad before I got into WWE. You know, family has always been important to me, and fatherhood has always been important to me because I grew up without a father. And so I knew at a very young age, if I was nothing else, that I would be a devoted father. And so my kids have been involved with this business since they were young. They understand it. Doesn't mean that they don't get upset sometimes or frustrated sometimes that I'm not going to make their game or that I'm going to miss a birthday party or whatever. So over the course of the last few years that I've been in this business, we've adjusted as a family to do birthday parties when I am home, even if it's not the actual birthday. We celebrate holidays together just like we would normally do. They travel with me a lot in the summer. travel with me when we're in, you know, closer to home, so they don't miss a whole lot of school. So the adjustment and the priority has always been there for my family to know that they come first. And so the road schedule is very grueling. And some days are very long, but at the end of the day, I get excited every Tuesday when I get ready to go home, and my boys are excited. My family's excited about me getting ready to come home because they know that we're going to be a normal family, you know, for the days that I'm home.
Being a WWE superstar and everything, there are some things you have to do inside the ring that the fans see. What are some things outside of the ring that the fans don't see?
Well, they don't see a lot of our personal life. You know, everybody's got families or friends that they haven't seen in a long time, and they don't see the hobbies that some of us have. They don't know that I like to cook. You know, I like restaurants, I like to eat, so I'm a big foodie. I go to different places all around the country. And a lot of us are that way. Some of us are artists, you know, they draw. I like playing video games with my kids sometimes, and so as far as, you know, what we do on television, that's a very small fragment of what being a WWE superstar is. It's the autograph signing, it's the appearances at different places, the VSR rallies, the Susan G. Komen rallies, the runs, you know, all these things that we're participating in with the military. People don't see that all the time unless they see it on TV, but we're doing that stuff week in and week out.
Being both a wrestler and a football player, what is the biggest difference physically between both professions?
The schedule. There's no off season. We're doing this 3 to 5, you know, days a week. Whereas in football, you practice a couple of days a week for 4 months, and you have 16 games or whatever it is, 12 games, 14 games, depending on playoffs. And then you're off for a couple of months as far as competition is concerned. And then you go back into training and mini camp and all that stuff. But you only get 16, you know, in between 12 and 18 opportunities in football to play a game. We're playing a game 3 to 5 nights a week, and we're doing it consecutive nights in a row. And we're doing it all over the world.
Being a WWE superstar, you face a lot of opponents. Who would you say is the best worker?
I think everybody that's on the main roster is, you know, they're there for a reason. If you ask me who I had the most fun with, it would probably be Rey Mysterio.
Okay.
Learning from him. And then also, too, Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Dean Ambrose, when they were the Shield the first time, and me and Dan had an opportunity to go against them several times in tag team action. Just, you know, Seth Rollins and Dean especially, those guys, you know, they are some of the most creative people ever when it comes to wrestling. And Roman's a workhorse, and he, you know, I don't think people give that guy as much credit as he deserves for what he does and and the level that he does it at, considering he really hasn't been doing this that long. He came from football background just like I did, and he was placed in a position, and he's been owning it and then doing very well, in my opinion. And I love him to death. I love him as a performer, and I love him as a person. So, you know, those guys that I named, I enjoy working with everybody on the roster, but those guys early on in my career kind of helped me, you know, really kind of enjoy putting the stuff together.
Well, I would like to say thank you for the opportunity for the interview. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I just want to thank Titus O'Neil again for the opportunity to interview him. It was an honor. You can catch Titus O'Neil on Monday Night Raw on the USA Network. This is DJ K7 with KRHS Media.